This is Audible.
Audible Originals presents The Bridge Kingdom, Book 1 of the Bridge Kingdom series, written by Danielle L. Jensen, performed by Lauren Fortgang and James Patrick Cronin.
Laura rested her elbows on the low sandstone wall, her eyes fixed on the glowing sun descending over the distant mountain peaks. Nothing between here and there but scorching sand dunes, scorpions, and the occasional lizard. Impassable for anyone without a good camel, the correct provisions, and a healthy dose of luck. Not that she hadn't been tempted to try more than once. A gong was struck, the reverberations echoing over the compound. It had called her to dinner every night for the last 15 years, but tonight, it rattled through her like a war drum. Laura took a deep breath to steady her nerves, then turned, striding across the training yard in the direction of the towering palms, her rose-colored skirts whispering against her legs. All 11 of her half-sisters were converging on the same place, each of them dressed in a different gown, the color carefully selected by their mistress of aesthetics to complement their features. Laura detested pink, but no one had asked for her opinion. After 15 years caged within the compound, tonight was to be the sisters' last here together, and their master of meditation had ordered them to spend the hour before dinner in a favored location, contemplating all they had learned and all they would accomplish with the tools they'd been given. Or at least, what one of them would accomplish. The scent of the oasis drifted over Laura on the faintest of breezes. The smell of fruits and leafy things, the char of cooking meat, and above all, water. Precious, precious water. The compound was located on one of the few springs in the midst of the Red Desert, but far off caravan routes. Isolated. Secret. Just the way their father, the king of Maradrina, liked it. And from what she'd been told about him, he was a man who always got what he wanted one way or another. Pausing at the edge of the training yard, Laura brushed the bottoms of her feet against her calves, dusting off the sand before sliding on delicate, high-heeled sandals, her balance as steady as though she wore combat boots. Click, click, click. Her heels echoed the frantic beat of her heart as she walked down the pathway of mosaic tile and crossed the small bridge, the faintest sound of stringed instruments rising above the gurgle of water. The musicians had arrived with her father's entourage to provide the entertainment for tonight's festivities. She doubted they'd be making the return journey. A bead of sweat trickled down her back, the strap holding a knife against her inner thigh, already damp. "You will not die tonight," she silently chanted. "Not tonight." Laura and her sisters converged on the center of the oasis, a courtyard encircled by the spring, which turned it into an island of greenery. They walked toward the enormous table, draped with silk and heavy with the silverware required for the dozen or more courses waiting in the wings. Servants, all of them mute, stood behind the 13 chairs, eyes fixed on their feet. As the women approached, they drew the chairs back, and Laura sat without looking, knowing the rose-colored cushion would be beneath her. None of the sisters spoke. Underneath the table, Laura felt a hand grip hers. She allowed her eyes to flick to her left, briefly meeting Sarhina's gaze, before returning to her plate. All 12 of them were the king's daughters, now 20 years of age, each born by a different one of his wives. They'd been brought to this secret place to undergo training that no Maradrinian girl had ever before received. Training that was now complete. Laura's stomach twisted sour, and she dropped Sarhina's hand. The feel of her closest sister's skin, cool and dry relative to her own, making her want to be sick. The gong sounded again, and the musicians went silent as the girls rose to their feet. A heartbeat later, their father appeared, his silver hair gleaming in the lamplight as he traversed the path toward them, his azure eyes identical to those of every girl present. Sweat ran in rivulets down Laura's legs, even as her training had her take in every...